Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
One of the weaknesses in popular Christianity today is the overemphasis on God's love and an underemphasis on obedience to what He expects of those who follow Him. If you love me, you will obey what I command, Jesus told His disciples. Love and obedience are not antithetical to each other. To the contrary, obedience, without hesitation, is the result of unconditional love. Obedience isn't a choice, an option that you may select out of several possibilities or lifestyles. Either you are obedient or you are disobedient. Just as a man is faithful to his wife or else he is unfaithful, either you walk in obedience to what God expects and requires, or your love is less than genuine and sincere. Grudging obedience, the kind that is often exacted from someone who is stronger than you or who will severely punish your failure, isn't what brings pleasure to the heart of God. Of course I will comply if my automobile is stopped and somebody with a gun asks for my money. Yet, and this happens all the time, I freely give money, time, and energies to those whom I love, to those who are in need. A certain woman, badly in need of money, answered an ad for a housekeeper. The man was employing someone to take care of his children and his home after he had lost his wife and the mother of the children. Shortly after the woman took the position of housekeeper, it became apparent that this was no ordinary sort of person. He was a real pain in the neck. On the first day of the job, he presented her with a neatly typed list of responsibilities. And furthermore, he was so particular that she almost quit after the first week. Like the slogan, I-O-I-O, so off to work I go, she needed employment and so she stayed with the job. Eventually, her resentment began to subside and she began to see a softer, more gentle side of the man who had hired her. In time, she really grew to love the children and seemed to be able to overlook his idiosyncrasies of personality and temperament and habit. Eventually, to the great delight of the children, he asked the housekeeper to become his wife, she consented, and they were married. Years later, cleaning out her drawer one day, she found the original list of responsibilities. She smiled as she read how everything that she had so disliked was no longer a problem. The difference? Yes, she had come to know and love the man who had hired her as a housekeeper. More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee, wrote Elizabeth Prentice a century and a half ago. The second stanza reads, once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest, now thee alone I seek. This all my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee. A faith that assumes that because God loves you, He will overlook anything you do, is not true faith at all. It's a sentimental notion that God doesn't really mean what He says, and that Jesus' words of reproof to those who knew the language but ignored submission to His will can't really apply to them. Why do you call me Lord and do not what I say? Jesus asked His disciples. His question to Peter, do you love me? Is one that you can only answer by measuring your obedience to what He asks of you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.